I'm just here from the Media Trust finding out all about vintage radio. And everyone said that you would be the perfect person to interview to find out all about what's going on here and why people get involved. So I wanted to ask you, how long have you been volunteering at Vintage Radio?
Well, I think most of us joined last year, and we've done a training programme at Seven Waves in Leeside. And most of the people working here now, voluntary, we were all on the training course, or we've all met up through the training course. We've made a lot of good friends. And I actually seen an advert in the paper asking for people, to volunteer. Well, last year I was at a particularly low edge because in 2007 I lost my husband, and I'd nursed him at home on and out well in and out of hospital and at home for over 26 years. So when that happened, well, my world just fell apart because that had been my life. I really hadn't had time to do or be anything else other than look after my husband, because he was very ill. So when that happened and I seen that advert, and I suddenly thought of something that my husband had said to me when he wasn't too poorly, when he used to have his good days. We used to listen to the radio a lot, and he said to me one day, "Why don't you get on the radio?" He said, "You could do better than that lot that we're listening to." And he said, "And you can certainly gab." And he was messing like, I said, "Oh yeah," I said, "that's not a bad idea." And I just, and now when I think about it, he'd be absolutely made up if he knew what I was doing now. But he often used to say that to me, "You can gab for England, girl, so, get yourself out there." I just used to laugh, I used to think it was hilarious. But I must admit, since I started doing all this and come, I've met so many nice people, and we've had our get-togethers, and it's been fabulous. And of course, John, who started it, I mean, he's fabulous, John. Well, they all are. And all these fellas that help us, the likes of Ken, these are the geniuses behind us all. We just do the gabbing, they do all the twiddling and the fiddling with the. I mean, we have learnt it, but I'm not as confident as, as what these fellas are. So that's how it all started, really. And to be honest, I'm quite happy sitting behind the mic. I'll gab about anything. Put me in front of the mic, hey Ken, and I'm happy, aren't I?
You certainly say that again.
You've just answered all my questions in one go.
That's me. You can guarantee I'll do that, Kim.
But how has Vintage Radio changed your life then? It sounds like it's had a big impact.
It has, yeah, because I was starting to. I got to that stage where I don't really. I didn't really want to go out. I didn't want to see people, And I just used to sit and cry. I didn't, I lost a lot of interest, really, because it hit me hard, mainly because he died in my arms, and I think that really shook me more than anything. And so it helped me find my feet a bit, really, because you meet so many lovely people, and oh, there's always new people here, and you get to interview people as well, I mean, I've been quite hard-faced ringing people up. Well, there's no nothing like face-to-face. I mean, I'd rather do a live interview any time. I'll tell you who I've got on my sights for the next one. If I can get him, I'll be made up. Jeremy Kyle.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
It
Turn
would
the tables
do,
on
wouldn't
him.
it? Yeah, I
That'd
like
be
Jeremy Kyle.
interesting.
I always watch his programmes. And I'm thinking to myself, when I get the opportunity, when I'm not so busy, I'm getting in touch with Jerry and see if he'll give me an interview. Maybe over the phone, I don't know. But anyway, I'd love to set that up.
It sounds like you're having a brilliant time. So why do you keep coming here? What is it that you really like about?
I like coming in for the company because we all have a good natter and a laugh.
Oh, well, thank you for telling me all about Vintage Radio. It's been really good finding out about
Yeah,
it.
it's nice talking about it. It's usually me asking people the questions.
Ah, you see? Now you're in the hot seat.
Yes.